What you notice when you walk in front of the campus are pristine buildings, meticulously cut trees and flowers, sculpted lawns, and no people. I've been outside for about 5 minutes right now, and I've seen three cars go past. I haven't seen anybody walking around on the street. Now, eventually, it's supposed to have 5,000 scientists, 35,000 jobs, both on campus and off campus. Lynn Seyfert is the head developer of the research campus, and she says the original plan is still intact.
The economy sort of messed our timeline up. So eventually, you know, originally we would have hoped that that would have been done in 5 years. But I think you're realistically looking probably something like a 10-year time frame to do that build out.
A sketch of a completed campus hangs on the wall in Seyfert's conference room, with buildings dotting every inch of it. In reality, there are four, with about 400 employees inside. It's a far cry from the Biopolis developers originally pitched. But what is here is interesting. Some of North Carolina's most prominent universities have set up shop, including Duke and seven UNC schools. Their researchers are studying how to make food healthier, how a protein in broccoli can stave off blindness, and how ginger can fight cancer. An NC&T research assistant is separating clumps of drying wheat bran, one step in an experiment to turn it into a tasteless, nutritious powder. Professor Leonard Williams explains some of the possibilities.
So one day, hopefully, somewhere in the near future, you'd be able to eat a piece of bread or a couple slices of bread and go out and run a marathon and then come back, eat another couple piece of bread and recuperate from your marathon much quicker than having to go through the normal regimen.
The academics aren't the only ones doing food research. The cereal company, General Mills, has a lab to increase the fiber in oats. Monsanto, the agriculture titan, is trying to enhance the taste of its fruit. If you're going to create a biotechnology hub from scratch, this mixture of industry and academia is a good start, but it doesn't guarantee success. Harvard Business School professor and biotech author Gary Pisano says other regions have poured money toward the same goal, only to fail when they couldn't attract enough talent.
Lots of places have wanted to create biotech hotspots, and very few have been able to overcome these forces.
There hasn't been much progress in Kannapolis, and the recession didn't help. In 2008, the Charlotte Observer reported 16 businesses were on board. Today, there are 9. Pisano says there's a vicious cycle when it comes to creating a biotech hub.
You got to get the talent, but to get the talent, you need the companies and the organizations. To get the companies and the organizations, you need the talent.
For now, the research campus is bleeding money. Last week, Murdoch donated another $50 million to the David H. Murdoch Research Institute, his nonprofit at the heart of the campus. Employees describe the gift as transformational, but lifeline might be a better word. The institute lost more than $22 million, 20% of its total assets, from 2009 to 2011. Murdoch subsidizes the rest of the development, too. The good news for the campus is that, despite modest progress, he doesn't plan on stopping.
I constantly hear, oh, we need money, we need money, we need money.
This is Murdoch earlier this month announcing the $50 million gift to his institute.
I am now going to give $50 million more to what I have already been spending money on, and I'm sure there'll have to be some money following that. And it's very easy to spend money in scientific research, but I want to see the results.
The public has a stake in the project, too. The state contributes upward of $20 million each year, although that could be a target for future budget cuts. Kannapolis and Cabarrus County have also invested $35 million altogether. Despite the setbacks, local leaders have continued to support the project. The Kannapolis City Council listed it as the city's top economic asset in its latest economic development plan, and plans to move City Hall onto the campus. And County Manager Mike Downs remains optimistic.
Kannapolis is going to reap the benefits of having the campus there, plus all of the spinoff activity, whether it's residential or commercial retail-type activities.
There aren't many of those spinoffs yet, but the core campus continues to slowly build. Cabarrus Health Alliance, the county's largest employer, just moved to an affiliated building across the street. Later this year, a new medical office will open for Carolina Healthcare System. These are signs, say folks on campus, that the project is picking up steam again, and that Kannapolis can still turn into a biopolis. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Kannapolis.